This podcast replay is brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank. Call Michael Kotze right now, 561-441-2730. State rates under 3.5%, 561-441-2730 for Choice Mortgage Bank.
Let's get into a little bit on the Kansas-Kansas State game last night with Silvio De Souza, or De Souza. I think it's Souza. I think that's how it's pronounced. So he ends up blocking DeJuan Gordon's shot. And look, I got to tell you something. I'm no longer a huge college basketball fan. I kind of follow college basketball half-ass, to be honest with you. Extremely half-ass. I kind of watch it more towards the tournament. And even with that said, I've lost a lot of interest in college basketball with the one-and-dones. To me, the game is just not the way it used to be, not with what I grew up with that actually had players there for several years and rivalries and things like that that were a lot of fun to watch Georgetown and Syracuse play each other. You know, John Thompson and Boeheim and Cicely and Ewing and Mutombo and all that other stuff, and watching UNLV and Duke go at each other for two straight years. You'll never have anything like that in college basketball. Those of you now that, you know, you try to compare it, it's garbage nowadays compared to the college basketball that a lot of us grew up with that really had, you know, a real rich tradition, and it was a lot of fun to watch. So having said all that about college basketball, not that I'm this guy that cares so much about college basketball, but I do care about, you know, common decency. And the Silvio De Souza kid, which I think he's also involved in that shoe scandal also, that Kansas is being investigated.
That is correct. He is.
I mean, this kid's been a royal pain in the ass already as it is. And he had that stool in his hand that Jarence Howard, the assistant coach, was able to take away. And if he swings that thing, which it looked like he had every intention on swinging that thing, can you imagine his size, his strength, the kind of damage that he could have inflicted on somebody? And if he hits somebody in the head, what the concussion, the CTE that could come from it, anything that you could talk about that can come from head trauma. And this is obviously an incredibly irresponsible move on his part. Okay, look, we've had fights in basketball in the past and all of that. College, NBA, we've watched it, we've witnessed it. But please, it doesn't justify any of that. So let's not make it sound, because I had a guy send me a tweet this morning like, you know, we've seen so many other fights, big deal. No, it's a huge deal. And we've got to get to a point where you send a strong message. I think Bill Self will. The AD Jeff Long wasn't necessarily happy either. I would imagine they're not even going to wait for the NCAA. I mean, the NCAA takes 8 years on these kind of things anyway. Although something tells me, because it's so high profile, they're going to get a quick return here. But I would imagine that De Souza will no longer play for Kansas again. Now, the part that's kind of twisted and just wrong on every level, does that kid really care? In the end, he's part of that shoe scandal. He gets into a fight for no reason. Why? And look, I get it. The kid was doing something dirty towards the end. Not dirty, but just uncalled for, unprofessional. The game's over. You're trying to get a cheap layup, and then you get your shot blocked, and you should. Now you don't need to stand over the guy, and then that starts the whole thing, and it's just so childish. And I get standing over a player, that's one of those disrespectful things. And so you're going to get guys are going to respond to that. But it gets to a point where we're now at a very disturbing place. And this is an opportunity also for college basketball, for Kansas, to set an example. And yes, I get it. The example you're about to set will ruin your season. But ladies and gentlemen, what's way more important than any basketball season for any college team is the integrity of the game and the common decency of the game. And let's make sure that we play this game you know, with true professionalism, true sportsmanship, because there are parents that send their children or their kids to that university to play basketball, to learn how to become a better basketball player, hopefully learn how to become a better human being. You cannot allow an environment to fester that could put the health of those individuals at risk. And that's what you're doing if you don't act quickly and swiftly here and send a message that this will not be tolerated in college basketball. Because we could have had a serious medical issue if he swings that stool. If he swings that stool and connects, who knows what happens from that? And that's the true reality of all of this. And that's where I got to say, man, you know, do the right thing here. Suspend him, suspend a couple of the other players that were also involved in this fight, and give them heavy, heavy suspensions. And in fact, the DeSouza kid should be booted from the school. That's not what you want to be associated with. That's not the example you want set. That's not what you want to send to other parents out there and guardians that have players that are considering going to Kansas. No, 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 wait a minute. So is this the element you're going to allow on your team? Is this the element that you're, is this the behavior that you're teaching? Because that's what people are going to say. So it's going to say, they're going to tell Bill, this is all self-inflicted. It's your fault. You brought him on and you've encouraged this kind of behavior. That's what they're going to say. So Bill Self has to send a message right now and kick this kid off the team. Look, he doesn't care anyway. He's going into the draft and he'll get drafted by a team and then he'll move on and he'll be a professional and he doesn't give a rat's ass about Kansas. So let's hope that they do the right thing in this situation.
Let me ask you a question, though. Obviously, with the situation with the sneaker thing and this and that, you know, being an issue, it kind of makes it easy for Kansas to say, you know what, kid, go get ready for the NBA. Got to go. See you later. Yeah. You're not worth all this baggage.
Of course not.
And if there wasn't the sneaker situation, then they would be looking at it at a different type of, you know, we need to hammer him, this, that, but we need to get him back when we get into serious conference, when we get into conference tournament, when we get into going into the NCAA, you know what I mean?
Well,
there would be a different,
right? Right and no. You're right to a certain extent, but the shoe thing may not be his fault. It might, the school also might be involved. Coaches might be involved. Assistant coaches might be involved. Boosters might be involved. I don't know. I don't know enough of the facts on that investigation, so I can't lay it on Souza there. I got to be fair to him. You know what I'm saying? But this, I can lay on him. This is all on him. Now, he had a choice to make. Okay, he could have blocked the shot and walked away, and I taught you a lesson, punk ass. You want to get that cheap basket? I put your shot in the 10th row, and I walk away, and that's it. You're a badass. Now you went from badass to dumbass. Okay? Now you went from, and NBA teams will now look at him and say, is this the kind of character I want on my team? Is this guy going to lose his cool? Because he's going to be playing against men. And if they think they can get under his, you know, craw a little bit there and get him riled up, well, they're going to be able to do it really easy in this league. I don't know if I want this kind of guy. So Souza just hurt himself a little bit on the NBA level. Because there has to be a couple teams that are like, whoa, wait a minute. This is not the kind of behavior I want on my team. Not with this, not in this league, dude. You can't do stuff like that. And that's where I would tell you that I would disagree with you to a certain extent because I don't have the facts on the shoe deal and what was going on there and how much of it was his fault.